The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God. Help us hope in this world, wherever we go, ancient words will guide us
home. I was climbing up a mountain, headed for the top. My feet started sliding, and I almost fell off. I landed on a rocky ledge, suspended in the air. Then I cried out in despair. I said, is anybody out there? Anybody there at all? Then I saw him reaching down. I heard him call, give me your hand. I'll lift you up, I'll lift you up. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid. You just have to trust. I have been there, in the place you stand. There's no need to fear, that's why I'm here. Give me your hand, oh, oh. Give me your hand, give me your hand. I'll lift you up, I'll lift you up. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid. You just have to trust. I have been there, in the place you stand. There's no need to fear, that's why I'm here. Give me your hand.
How can I repay you? You truly saved my life. The Savior smiled. He said, that's alright. Tomorrow when you're climbing, look around you on the way. Oh, there are many others to be saved. Crying is anybody. Anybody there at all? Remember this. Remember this and call.
Give me your hand. I'll lift you up. I'll lift you up. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. You just have to trust. I have been place you stand. Oh yeah, there's no need to fear, that's why I'm here. Give me your hand, oh give me your hand. Give me your hand, give me your hand. I'll lift you up, I'll lift you up. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid. You just have to trust. No need to fear, that's why I'm here. Give me your hand. Whoa, I have been there, in the place you stand. Oh yeah, there's no need to fear, That's why I'm here. Give me your hand. No need to fear. That's why I'm here. Give me your hand.
Bling on the track.
Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Amen. Lift up your Bibles.
I have a wonderful treasure, the gift of God without measure. We will travel together.
Father, thank you for the journey of life that we are traveling. Thank you that every day is a day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for this opportunity to come before you and your word. We submit ourselves to you and to the Spirit and to the influence of your word. We ask that your word will guide us in this journey of life. Without your word, we can do nothing. And with your word, we can do everything. We trust you to speak to our hearts and minister to us today. Let your word be relevant and applicable to us. Let your word influence every spirit and every heart here. Let everybody here give you rapt attention because of your word. For you say that when we come before you, we should lay aside every superfluity of naughtiness and receive with meekness the engrafted word that is able to save our soul. May this word we hear today save our souls and help us to draw closer to you than ever before. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Set on top of your enemies. Praise the Lord. Right. So we are blessed. Tell your neighbor, I'm blessed to be sitting by you. No, when I say, talk to your neighbor really. Except you don't have a neighbor, tell him, I'm blessed to be sitting by you. Ask him, since when do you meet an important person like me? Have you ever met an important like me? When was the last I met an important person like me? No, I mean you should talk to him and or her and ask her this very important question. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are we still here? Wonderful. Well, I want to thank God for every one of you. Amen. and for your lives. And I have Reverend Fifi Baine from Kenya, Nairobi, Kenya, visiting us. Can you come up and say, just give the church a wave. Come up. That is Reverend Fifi coming all the way from Nairobi, Kenya. Amen. Nice to have you. A few weeks ago, his wife visited us. We also have Reverend Napoleon ACN from Cape Town, South Africa. Did they see you well? Okay, they're all tall enough. All right. Fantastic. Amen. We have Reverend Eric, who is also on his way to India. Marvelous. And then we also have you. Why don't you clap for yourself? Clap for yourself for being in church. Have I left anybody out? I left you out. Wow. What a blessing. Pastor Yates from Madagascar, right there. His wife sang the solo part of the for the Alos because they are on their way back to Madagascar. So, in a way, the singer was saying bye-bye to us. What sort of behavior is this? Huh? You are coming to deep sea fishing in this place. Okay, you can leave your baby with us and go with your wife. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Right. So, we are still... next week is International Sunday. It's a good place to clap your hands and be excited. Some of you don't look excited about sitting in church at all. Your face is too mobile. Ask your neighbor, look, if you don't smile, I'll change my sitting place, okay? Warn him that I don't want to sit by someone who is dull and unexcited. All right. So make sure next week you are here. International Sunday, you know how it is. We're going to dress up in our various traditional, cultural, international, national costume and all that. And then we'll be here. And we will be also, that's for the service. And it's going to be a special invitation Sunday. So invite everybody you can reach out to this International Sunday. Because after the service, we're also going to have our love feasts. It's beautiful, isn't it? Right. And I'm sure that it will be a very happy time. So let's have a great, great time together. Somebody say amen. Amen. Let's have a wonderful time together. And I believe that we shall be blessed. All right. Is there anything else on this International Sunday? Nothing in particular. All right. Okay. Everybody must cook something. Please. Cook for at least 3 people. So the normal food you eat, add 2 more people to it. I'm sure you're doing it in centers and in other groups. But everyone must cook. You make up a presence, make sure the crabs are alive. They may be crawling on the food. Then we know that it's a real upper presence. Are you there? Right. So we are still on our salvation messages. Amen. And I think that the blessed partners brought the message out very clearly, isn't it? Clap for them one more time. I want to talk to you about one thing. Somebody say one thing. Or one thing is needful. Amen. Turn the Bible with me to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10. And let us read out. Luke chapter 10, verse 38. I need for you to read it out loud and clear. Disturb everybody apart from yourself. Okay? Right. Nursing mothers, please read along with us. Everybody up there. Let's all read out. Disturb everybody apart from yourself. Ready, go. Mm-hmm. All right, read on. Amen. The Message Bible 41:42 says, and the master said, Martha, dear Martha, you are fussing far too much and getting yourself worked up over nothing. One thing only is essential, and Mary has chosen it. It's the main course, and it won't be taken from her. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. So in this short passage, we see the story of Jesus visiting the house of Mary and Martha, where they also lived with their brother Lazarus. Bible will tell us that that was a place that Jesus often visited when he came to Bethany. May Jesus visit your house. Hallelujah. It's a house that Jesus was familiar with. He could go there anytime. And when you invite Jesus to your home, he never comes alone. He always comes because he always works with 12 disciples, a number of them. So you must think twice before you invite Jesus. Because you are going to feed 13 men. Several of them were fishermen. So you can imagine how much they can eat. So be careful when you invite him. Be ready with your budgets. Make sure that you are prepared well enough to receive Jesus. But the blessing is that the blessing is going to give you much more outweighs what you ever spend on him. Say amen. When he was invited to a feasting wedding, at a wedding, he performed a miracle. And everything changed at the place. May your life change when Jesus walks into your life. Amen. Somebody shout your loudest amen. Amen. So briefly, I'm going to be quite brief this morning. So we see how Jesus came into this house and Martha was busy preparing various courses of meal for them. Now, if you go to Israel, you'd realize that Jews are not very fussy about food. They eat bread all the time. Every meal has bread. But a lot of times, their meals are very simple bread and then a type of sauce. They're not so fussy about a lot of things. They don't eat a lot of things anyway. But this is Martha, who was so cumbered, loaded. Chrissy, are you with me? Very good. Was loaded. He was overcome with attempting to please and to impress Jesus. She wanted Jesus to know how well she can cook. For you know, she was going to get a beloved from one of the disciples who was not married. Anything can happen. Are you here or go home? She really wanted to do Jesus' show. Some of you, when we visit you, don't even give us water. But Martha had time. She wanted to spend time and entertain Jesus very well. In the meantime, her sister was sitting with the disciples in the living room. And Jesus was preaching, telling them beautiful stories, parables and all that. And Martha was in the kitchen. And I'm sure she could hear them. Sometimes, you know, they burst into laughter because Jesus was very interesting. And then Martha would try and peep and see what's going on. But then she has to go because the tatale is burning. So she has to go and turn the other side. And then Martha will be inside there. And she can hear Mary saying, what a word. And then Martha will run out. But then you go, she turns back. The watch is burning. I mean, Martha was doing so much, and Mary appeared to be relaxed. Every responsible big sister or mother will expect that when you have visitors, everybody should go and help in the kitchen. The ladies, am I right or wrong? So that was the right thing that all of us would think that Mary should do. We would expect Mary to go help cooking and help serving these visitors rather than sitting down and receiving the word. So at a point, Martha could not handle it anymore. Martha was upset with Jesus, not just with Mary. Because if Jesus was a real responsible man, he would drive Mary into the kitchen. And so that is why the Bible said that. And she came and spoke to Jesus, not to Mary. She was not angry. She was angry with both Mary and Jesus. But so she came and said, please tell her, I think you must be serious, Jesus, and talk to Mary and tell Mary to get up and come and help me in the kitchen. Because Mary appeared, looked lazy in our own estimation. But the Bible says that Jesus looked on and said, Martha, Martha, you are too worried and cumbered about too many things, but only one thing is needful. Can I have an amen? And Mary has chosen that good part. Amen. And it will not be taken from her. Hallelujah. Now, the problem that we have here was not that Jesus was not interested in Martha serving him. But Jesus was also concerned about Martha's, as it were, busyness and anxiousness about everything. He was anxious and worried about so many things. How long was Jesus supposed to stay in the house? We are not told. But perhaps by the time Martha would have finished cooking, it would be time for Jesus to go. By the time Martha would have finished and serving, it would be time for him to leave. So the purpose of his coming was not to just come and eat. Purpose was come to bless them. Am I talking to anybody here? Jesus' purpose in Mary and Martha's home was to bless them, was to minister to them. Amen. But Martha thought that, well, I'd rather impress Jesus. You can never impress Jesus. Jesus knows you thoroughly. Am I talking to anybody here? He knows you completely. Your duty is to submit yourself to him and let him rather affect your life. Did you say amen to that? Amen. He knows you. Your dressing does not impress him at all. There's nothing we can do that impresses God, because he knows us thoroughly. Amen. You may deceive a brother, but even us, we know that you're wearing a wig. It's not your red hair. Even us, you can't deceive us thoroughly. Up to a point. Amen. You take your time and dress up, and sometimes the time you take to make up, dress up, do your face, cover all the pimples and all the holes in the eye, in the face, and all that. It can take 1.5 hours, and you carry extra things in your bag. You have extra. If you like, let's check your bag right now. It's almost like it was not enough to do the makeup. You also brought some along. That is why in every lady's toilet, there are mirrors there, because we know that you need the mirrors. I'm saying something. Yeah, we need you. You need women. We don't need a mirror. We are okay without a mirror. But you need a mirror. You need a mirror in the toilet. Why should you have a mirror in the toilet? Because you don't clean your face in the toilet. Other place is not your face. Hello. But you carry it. Some of you, the only thing you left home is your Bible. Everything else is in the bag. Everything else is in the bag. And if you forget your Bible, it's not because, oh, there's a screen on the stage. So it's okay to forget your Bible. Every useless thing is in the bag. Toilet roll. Chewing gum. Pepsodent. Lipstick. The stick, the one that you use for the hair, what do you call it? Eh? What's the name? Pen, the pencil or pen? Eyebrow pencil. Extra perfume. Pons. Sawi. You are Sawi. Kambu's also your wife, not my wife. That was your wife, your wife. How do you? Extra wig is also in the bag. They are not necessary. You don't need them. There's no money for offering. What a shock. Anyway, so the point I'm making is that, and look, Jesus was telling Martha that, look, Martha, what you are doing, I'm not discounting it. But only one thing is needful. Amen. Because you're actually wasting time. I'm here, I'm about to go somewhere else. By the time the food is ready, you bring first course, second course, third course. I'm done. I'm on my way out. And my reason for visiting you is useless. I'm telling you. Are you still in church? So what I'm telling everybody here is that we need to place God and his make God a priority in our lives. Jesus said that you look at Mary and Mary looks lazy, but Mary has chosen the good parts. Amen? Is it right there? She has chosen the what? The good parts. The good parts. The good part of the service. The good part of being in the house of God. He has chosen the good parts. And it will not be taken away from her. Can I have an amen? Amen. So I want you to understand four important things that we're talking about today. Number one, you must understand what is needful in your life. What is needed? What is important? The needful one in your life. Amen. What do you need? You need Christ. You need the word of God. Let the brother who is sleeping say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You need God. You need Christ in your life. You are anxious about me. You are worried about too many things. You are too anxious about what is going to happen, what is happening. But your whole life belongs to God. If you allow God to take over your life, everything else will fall into place. I see your life falling into the right place. Lift your hand and say, I receive it. How many of you are still in church? Are you still here? What is necessary? What is needed? What do you need? What is it that you need in your life that will make your life relevant? Many outward things will not matter anymore. Many things will be useless at the end of the day. Many things will not have any effect. But what is necessary is God and his word. May the word of God be important to you. So when they come to church, when it comes to preaching and they are sleeping. Are you still there? Yeah. One thing is needful. Mary, I was sitting down because Jesus knew that, look, as I've come, you know, the bread that you are baking to serve Jesus is actually the bread of life. He himself is the bread of life. So he said, look, okay, I'm happy that you're doing, but really, 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 what you are going to give me, I can give you 100 times more. Come and sit down, put your foot down, put your bottom on the chair, and listen down and hear me minister to you. Can I have an amen? God has a word for your life. When you come to church, don't let other things distract you. Don't let anybody take you. Stay focused and receive them, because the word of God we receive is going to change your life forever. Amen. Say, I believe it. Do you believe it? May the word bring life to you. May the rain be direction to you. Can I have an amen? Amen. If you choose that good path, everything else I'll be giving to you. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. Amen. May you choose the most important one. Amen. Some friends, you don't need some friends. There are some friends you don't need in your life. There are some phone numbers you don't need on your phone. I'm talking, ladies, can you hear what I'm saying? I said there are some people, you have to delete that number. You don't need that number. Some WhatsApp groups are useless. You belong to 25 WhatsApp groups. You can't have time to pray. And they're only sending useless jokes to you every day. They are not necessary. I'm preaching. Yeah. Even as I'm preaching, responding to a WhatsApp group, chat group, your old students group, Elway Association group, Asante Club, MPP group, NDC Food Soldiers, all sorts of things. They are not necessary. I'm preaching. There are some movies you don't want to watch. You can sleep early and wake up and pray. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. Amen. You sometimes say, oh, I have to go home quickly. I'm watching this series. I have to go home. The time is going. I have to go. Cuckoo Baja. I'm going to. What is wrong with you? Hello? Tell your neighbor, is the man talking to you? Is the man talking to you? Yeah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Yes. It's right there. Somebody say amen. Ask him, how many groups do you belong to on your phone? WhatsApp, how many WhatsApp groups? Chief Justice, how many WhatsApp groups do you belong to? There are some people, when they ring you, or there are some people, when they call you, don't answer. I said, don't answer. And the other boy, don't answer. And number three, don't answer. Don't answer. Don't answer. Don't answer. Hallelujah. Don't answer. Amen. So you can have time for what is important. Amen. Are you still here or go home? Let's carry on very quickly. So one thing is necessary or needful. Amen. And Jesus said, Mary has chosen it. There's something, if you choose that thing, you will never lose out. Number two, the next important thing that you must understand is when Jesus saw this man, I love this very beautiful passage in Mark chapter 10, verse 21. This man has come to Jesus and he really wanted to serve Jesus. He really wanted to save Jesus, but somehow things were not, he wasn't sure whether he really had a heart. Bible says, and Jesus beholding him, loved him. He loved him. He loves you. Nana, he loves you. He sees your heart. Everybody here, he knows and he loves you. The fact that you made the journey from your house to this place, Jesus sees it. Amen. Said that he loved, beholding him, he loved him and said unto him, you know, that's something you can only tell people that you love. So when you tell some other people, they'll be angry. But others, because you love them, you can tell them the difficult things. Bible says that then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, one thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me. Look at verse 22. And he was sad at the saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. Amen. Now, this is one thing that thou lack. Look at the New Living NLT. Let's see, 21, NLT. 21. New Living Translation. Looking at the man, Jesus felt genuine love for him. There's still one thing you haven't done. You see, you have done a lot, but there's one more thing to do. One more thing to do. One more thing to do. Amen. You have tried so far. When he invited you, you responded and you came. You have been coming for some time. You have been trying so hard, but there's one more thing. Sometimes it takes one more step, and then your journey will be complete. What is left to be done that you haven't done? What is it that you are lacking? What is that one thing that you ought to do that will make your testimony complete? Jesus said, one thing he lacks. Amen. You have sacrificed a lot, but there's one more sacrifice to make. Amen. You have come thus far, but maybe there's a boyfriend you have to say no to. Yes. Tell the one sitting by you, the man is talking to you direct. Tell a sister. Tell him talking to you directly. The man is talking to you directly. Hallelujah. Are you still here of God? Like the drama that we saw up there. As this boy was saying that 6 months, you lack one more thing. What? Amen. I said amen. What is it that you lack in your life? What do you lack in your life? What is that one step to take to complete that journey and to make your testimony beautiful? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah. Amen. One thing thou lackest. He looked at, he loved him. He loved him. He loved, because the man had really wanted to serve God. And Jesus said, you lack one more thing. Justice, what is that one more thing you ought to do that you haven't done? Some of you do everything apart from just your tithes. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. How many of you are still here?
Right here.
Right. Number three. Number three. Don't worry. One thing that you lack. You lack. What? That's number two. The thing that you lack in your life. You lack that thing. First one, necessary. Number two, what is it that is lacking? That's one thing that is lacking. One more thing that is lacking in your life. Number three. John chapter 9, verse 25. Bible says, again, all these are response to Jesus, question that Jesus, or issues that came to Jesus. And he answered and said, whether he be sinner. This is a man who has been delivered and set free. And the people were complaining. Didn't you know this man is an evil man? Because this man had met Jesus and Jesus has set the man free. Now he can see and all that. And they were saying that, do you not know that this man who opened your eyes must be an evil man? And the man said to them, that is verse 29, verse 25. He answered and said, whether he be sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Somebody give the Lord a clap and a shout. You need one encounter with Jesus and your life will change forever. I say you need one encounter with Jesus and your life will change forever. This man had been blind all his life, and then he met Jesus, and that encounter, his eyes were opened. And people were beginning to say, oh, this man that you have met, who do you think he is? He said, me, I don't care. I knew I was blind. But when I met this man, my eyes were opened. May Jesus bring a transformation to your life and your family. May your whole life be changed. May your family be changed. May there come a transformation in your life. Somebody say, I believe. May people look at you and say, we used to know you. What happened? He said, I met a man called Jesus. I don't know how many people you have met in your life. I don't know how many great men you have met in your life. May I have met parliamentarians. May I have met presidents. But when you meet Jesus, he will transform your heart. He will transform your life. He will make you a brand new person. If anybody be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Look at me and say, I believe. Are you still here? I said, are you still here? The man said, I was once blind, but when I met Jesus, I'm sure the man was telling them, I've been to hospitals, I've seen doctors, I've seen specialists, but when I met Jesus, my blind eyes got opened. Today, may Jesus transform your life forever. Come on, shout hallelujah. Some of you sitting here used to be drunkards. You used to drink so much, but when you met Jesus, the day you met Jesus, your whole life has changed. May Jesus transform somebody's life here in Jesus' name. How many of you used to be bad? Can I see your hand? Give me a wave. You used to be bad. Really, really bad. Can I see your hand properly? You used to be bad. Wow. What a shock. You see, when we came this morning, when Reverend Fifi from Kenya was coming to church, you know, I've known him as a pastor in London for many years before he went to South Africa and then Kenya. When he was, Pastor Fifi, can you stand since you have brought yourself? When he was coming to church, he met somebody on the car park. And the person was his roommate in secondary school. And both of them were bad. So I was in my office when he came with this brother. And he said, look at who I met at the car park. And he asked him, what is this man doing here? Because he was also bad and he is bad. Two bad people meeting in church. Only Jesus can transform lives like this. Come on, shout hallelujah. And the brother said, Bishop, do you know his nickname in school? And he said, oh, it's past and gone. Some of you were very, very, very bad. Look at you singing in the choir. Look at you ushering in the church. Because you have met somebody who can transform your life. Say, I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you still here? I said, are you still here? If people know what you have done in your life, if they knew where you were in your life, if they knew how your life was, by the day you met Jesus, I'm preaching. If you are not met Jesus, your life will not be transformed. No man can change you. Nobody can change you. No prison can change a person. A prison cannot reform you. It can even help you to just behave a little. You can, when you go to prison, they come out worse. I'm preaching. I said, I'm preaching. You have met boys who have disappointed you. You have met boys who have let you down. You have met girls who deceived you. But the day you meet Jesus, somebody give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Once I was blind, but now I can see. That's all I can say. The day I encountered Jesus, that is my testimony. That is my story. That is what I have to tell you. The day I met Jesus. My Jesus. My Jesus. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. May your encounter with Jesus bring a permanent change. Bring a permanent miracle. A total transformation. Shout your loudest amen. Once I was blind. I don't know. I don't care what you say about Jesus. My life is a testimony. My life. This boy. This man standing here also went to the same school that Pastor Fifi went. I don't know why bad boys go to that school.
And he was a, he used to drink, this boy standing here. Like him. What a shock. But he met Jesus. He thought, give me a microphone. Give him the microphone. When did the desire of drinking leave you? Tell us. Tell us your testimony.
Bishop, I stopped drinking from the day I got born again.
Do you used to drink?
A lot. Quite a bit.
And then you used to smoke?
Yes, Bishop.
What do you used to smoke?
Cigarettes. Normally.
Cigarettes and what?
Occasionally.
Occasionally. Hey! Yeah! Occasionally he would smoke other things. But he tells me that the day.
From the day I got born again.
The day got born again.
Everything.
The desire left you.
Just left.
Desire for cigarette.
Yes.
For alcohol.
Yes.
May your life be transformed because you encountered Jesus. All I can say, I was once blind, but now I can see. May you have a testimony in yourself.
Hallelujah.
May your family see a change in your life. May your parents see a change in your life. May your husband see a change in your life. May your teacher see a change in your life. I was once blind, but now it's because I had an encounter. One encounter with Jesus. I said one encounter with Jesus. One encounter with Jesus. One encounter with Jesus would change you forever. I'm preaching. No. Stand up. Wow. Nice boy. Nice boy. Have you been bad before? Very bad. Where is Pastor Philippines? Come, quickly. I'm ending now. Nana, how bad were you?
Very bad.
Pardon?
Very bad.
Very, very bad. Yeah. Philippines, do you know him? Do you know this man? Yes, talk.
Very well.
Well, how do you know him?
It's my brother.
Your brother?
Yeah.
Same mother,
same father.
Were two of you bad?
Very bad, Bishop.
Very bad. How bad were you?
But he's senior.
He is senior bad. What a shock. When it comes to badness, he was a senior.
No, he's a senior.
Wow, because yeah. He's older than you.
A1.
A1. So, do you used to go to nightclub?
Several times, Bishop.
Several times.
Bishop.
Which nightclubs were you going to?
Firefly.
Pardon?
We used to go to Firefly.
Firefly. Five line.
Firefly.
What? Firefly. What? How do you know? You are laughing at me. Father, deliver her in the name of Jesus. Yes, Firefly. What else?
Bellaruma.
Uh-huh. You should go with him.
No, he goes to other places.
He goes to other places. And you are a junior. He was senior.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then in the morning, we'll meet at home. Yeah.
You meet at home. You all leave.
You all leave.
So do your parents know where you were going?
No.
They didn't know?
At all.
They'll be asleep.
They'll be asleep.
How would you go?
Sometimes we wait for them to sleep, and then we'll go. But when we see that maybe they are not sleeping early, you have to find a way of jumping the wall and then...
May God have mercy on parents, I tell you. When they are not sleeping, you have to find a way.
Yes.
Like what?
Okay.
Let him tell us. Nana. Senior, A1. Uh-huh.
Me, I was playing. I was not hiding anything from them.
Yeah.
I was doing anything that I feel like doing.
Like what?
Smoking...
microphone. Smoking,
drinking, chasing women, going to the beach.
You are not hiding, but he was hiding it. He was hiding it, isn't it?
Yes.
Hypocrite. You are hiding it. Huh?
And even if I'm going to the club, I don't hide it from them. I just go or drive to the club.
You're a senior, isn't it? A1. You just go and come.
And there were times that I was managing artists too.
You are managing?
Artists, those days.
Mm.
So.
So.
Most of the artists like Sarko Die, Chatawale Dems, they used to come to me in the house.
Hey, Chatawale used to come to your house. Yeah. Father, bring oil, bring. I want to anoint this man. What a shock. You have oil here. Bring it, bring it, bring the oil, bring the oil, bring the oil. Hey, come, oil on your head. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. May your life be a testimony. May your death be a testimony. May you live a transformed life. May the power of God take complete control of your life. May all see the grace of God on your life. May your change life be a testimony to your colleagues and to your friends. May your parents be proud of you because of the change that has come to your life because you met Jesus. May you be anointed to stand for him. May you never backslide. May you never fall away. May you never go back to the world. May you stand for Jesus all the days of your life. In Jesus' name. Somebody shout amen. Clap your hand for the Lord. Oh, I know. One thing, one person I met has transformed my life. The last one. Psalm 27. Psalm 27. Find Psalm 27. From verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? Wicked, even my enemies and my foes came up to eat my flesh. They stumbled and fell. May your enemies stumble and fall. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Verse 4 is the verse you're looking for. Somebody shout one thing. I didn't hear you. What? Shout one thing. Are you still here? One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. One thing, amen. One thing is needful. One thing thou lackest. One person you will meet and one place you must be all the time is the house of God. One thing have I desired, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. This is David, King David. David was a king. He was a judge. He was a ruler. He was a husband. He was a statesman. He had so many duties. But he said, the most important desire of my life, one thing have I desired, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. One thing. I love the church. I love the house of God. Look at the King James, the New Living Translation, possibly. I think, yeah. One thing I ask, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Delighting in the Lord, in Lord's perfection and meditating in his temple. You have Message Bible there. I'm asking God for one thing. I love this. I'm asking God for one thing. Only one thing. Somebody say, only one thing. No, I didn't hear you. Everybody lift your hand right and say, only one thing. Come on, say it again. Can you say it one more time? Can you say it for the last time? Hallelujah. I'm asking God for one thing. Only one thing. To live with him in his house.
my whole life long. To live with him in his house my whole life long. Amen. Are you there? I will contemplate his beauty. I will study at his feet. He said, please, I'm asking God for one thing, God. Only one thing. Only one thing. Young people, you've got to ask God for only one thing. Now that you are born again, now that you know, ask God for only one, God. Please don't let me miss church service. I want to stay in your house. I want to be with you. I always say, I gave my life to Christ when I was 13 years old. And for more than 40 years, I've missed Sunday service only 4 times. I beg God, God, I'm asking you for one thing, only one thing. Only one thing I'm asking you. Only one thing I'm asking from you. That I will live with you in your house all my life long. There must not come a Sunday that I am too tired. I'm sleeping because I didn't sleep last late. I didn't sleep early last the night before. There must not come one day that you say that, oh, I have to do washing Sunday morning. I'm going to prepare football Sunday morning. Lord, I'm asking for one thing. I'm asking for one thing. One thing. It's a good prayer to pray. I'm asking God for one thing. One thing. Only one thing. Only one thing. Only one thing. I'm telling you. Only one thing. Only one thing. Yes. Only one thing. Only one thing. It's a good prayer to pray, my dear sister. Young boy, how old are you? How old are you? 17. You've got to pray this prayer with me today. Once, only once I'm asking of you. I'm asking God for only one thing. To live with him in his house. To live with him in his house. To live with him in his house. All life long. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you still here? All my life, I want to live in his house. If you're looking for me, find me in church. Never go and I pray for you and your children. May you never go and look for your child in a nightclub. If you are looking for your child, call the pastor and ask your pastor, please, is he still in church? May you look for your children in church and not in a nightclub. May that day never come that you are chasing your child in a nightclub. But him said, he was looking for his daughter. And somebody told him that your daughter has gone to the nightclub. So he had to go to nightclub and go and sit there. And the daughter said, Daddy, what are you doing here? He said, that's where I can find you. That's why I came here. He said, finish what you are doing and I'll go with you home. He sat down. And the wife, the daughter and the boyfriend. The daughter started feeling uneasy. Said, Daddy, let's go home. And he held the daughter's hand and they left. Why should your father come and look for you in the nightclub? Some of you young people, you are breaking your parents' hearts. You are breaking your parents' hearts. I'm telling you. I've had mothers who cry and say, Bishop, I don't know what to do with my daughter, my little girl, 17 years old. Doesn't sleep at home. I don't know where she spends the night. So if you young boys, you are causing heartache to your parents, breaking their hearts. Pray for you that God will redeem you. Amen. That you pray this prayer. You pray this prayer. You pray this prayer. One thing I'm asking, please, I want to spend all my life in your house. All my days, I want to just be with you. I just want to be with you. To behold your beauty. To inquire in your temple. Lord, I want to come and see your beauty. I want to come so that your beauty will overshadow my ugliness. I want to come so that your glory will overshadow every nasty life, part of my life. I desire it. I want it. I want it. Why must your pastor have to call you before you come to church? Why must we chase you as if we are chasing a rat? Before you come into the bus, you come and beg him before you come. Why don't you pray the prayer? What do they pray? God will never hurt you because you came to church. God will never hurt you. Your life can only get better and better if you will serve God. Am I talking to anybody here? Are you hearing me at the back? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing me? Why should your center leader have to beg you before you come? When the bus parks and then you are dodging, doing hide and seek. The time has come for you to pray. One thing have I desired. 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 Never say, I didn't have shoes, so I didn't go to church. I didn't have clothes. Your clothes should never stop you from coming to church. Wear your chalawate and come. Because nothing should stop you from coming to church. Am I talking to anybody here? Never say, I didn't have money, so I didn't come. May God give you money to take transport, at least on Sundays, dear. May you have money to come. Pray the prayer, say, Lord, I pray that I will stay in your house all the days of my life. One thing have I desired. Somebody say one thing. Come on, say one thing. Are you in church? I said, are you in church? God will make your life better. Your days will shine. The glory of God shall be seen in your life. Power shall be manifested in your life. Come on. Shout amen. Am I preaching to anybody here? Yes. All the young boys, 21 and below, stand up. 21 years and below, can you stand? 21 years and below, stand up. You are 21 years down. Stand up. Stand up. Look, come. Yes. Come. Everybody 21 years and below, stand up. Look at every one of them. Look at them. Would you pray this prayer? Those of you standing, will you pray this prayer? Do you want us to beg you before you come? There's a devil out there who wants to destroy your lives. There's a devil who wants to mess up your life. I'm telling you, come. I remember when you came to church. Why are you trying to backslide? What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? I remember when you came, when we were under the tent. With tears in your eyes sometimes. What is wrong? What are you doing to yourself? What are you doing to yourself? What are you doing to yourself? When I think of you, sometimes I cry. Because I know that God has a plan for you, but you are messing up your life. You are messing up your life. Why do you go back to smoking and drinking? How are you messing up your life? Why are you doing this to yourself? Why are you doing this to yourself? What do you want in life? What do you want in life? What has God done against you? That push him out of your life. What do you want? What do you want? You used to stand in front and recite scriptures. Look at you. What are you doing to yourself? What are you doing to yourself? I gave you a good name. I changed your name for you. What else do you want God to do for you? All of you standing here, I'm preaching to you. There's many of you standing here. You are so young. But there's a devil who wants to mess up your lives. Men want to mess up your lives. Destroy your life. Make you an nonentity. Make you a dropout and a useless person. But today I'm teaching you a prayer to pray. Put the King James, put the other one up there. The other version. Message Bible, quickly. I'm asking God for one thing. Only one thing. All of you stand and lift your right hand. Say, I'm asking God for one thing. Only one thing. Say it like it be. Only one thing. Look, I'm not asking you to ask God for a car. You are not there yet.
Don't ask God. Ask God for only one thing. Only one thing. The time will come when you will drive a car. But you are not there yet. You are not there yet. This is a prayer you must pray. I'm asking God for one thing. Only one thing. To live with Him in His house my whole life long. Amen. I will contemplate His beauty and I study at His feet. Let's all stand. Everybody stand. Lift your two hands up high to the Lord. Everybody, lift your two hands up high to the Lord. Pray a prayer. Pray a prayer today. Pray a prayer today. Commit your life to God. Commit your life to God. Everybody lift your two hands up high. Karo shaka bahatosi. Oh, lift your hands up to God. One thing is needful.
Yes, Lord.
One thing, only one thing is needful.
Yes,
you will find that thing. It will not be taken away from you. Lift your hands and pray. Let's all lift our hands to God and pray. Talk to Him today. Ask Him to take charge of your life. Say, Lord, I don't need some. I need just one thing. I need just one thing. Lift your two hands up high to the Lord. God has so much to give you. But ask Him for one thing today. One thing, one thing, one thing, one thing. That I may dwell. 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 I may dwell in the house of the Lord all my life long. All my life long. Rakabahato Shataya. Malombari Bakafande. Zubranda Frakito Shada. Ramiram Kumbali Batasata. Bahandi Kabando Roboki Fata. Shkibahando Robosi. Zibrando Frakimberhando Rede. Oh Jesus. Everybody pray. Pray. Everybody pray. Pray this morning. Pray today. There will never come as an excuse. No excuse will be good enough. No excuse will be good enough. No excuse will be good enough for you to stay out of the house of God. For you to stay away from God. For you to stay away from the house of God. One thing have I desired. One thing have I desired. One thing is my desire. That is the longing of my heart. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord.
Thing I ask is worth it that I seek, that I may dwell in your house, oh Lord.
One thing, come on. One thing,
this one thing.
I see that I may dwell in your house all my days.
All the days of my
life. All the days of my life. I want to gaze upon your beauty and seek you in this holy place.
Just close your eyes with me. As we end the service today, there are several of us here who need, number one, to have an encounter with this man. Then you'll be able to say, once I was blind, but now I can see. You need an encounter with him. You need to meet him. You may have met presidents. You may have met parliamentarians. You may have met other people. But you've never met a man like Jesus. You never have met a man like Jesus. Today, he's here. He's saying, my son, I'm waiting for you. There's some of you also here. You need to pray a prayer and say, Lord, from today, I dedicate my life to your house. I dedicate my days and my years to your house and to you. As every head is bowed, every eye closed. If you're here today, this morning, first of all, you want to say, Bishop, I want you to pray for me. I want Jesus to come into my life and change my life completely. If you really want to pray this prayer, lift up your right hand and I shall pray with you. Lift it up high. I see your hands. So many of you. Let it go higher than your head. Don't look at anybody. You are the one I'm talking to. One prayer that you need to pray today. Lord, I need you in my life. I don't want to walk my way. I don't want to go my own way. I want to serve you. I want you to be my. I want to have an encounter with you. I want him to change my life. Lift your right hand if you want to pray this prayer. Father, thank you for these hands. I pray that today will mark a day of a new beginning. If I lifted your hand up, can you please come to me from where you are? I'm coming down to you. Just come. Let's meet here. Come to me. Just come. Just come all the way.
There's one thing I see. That I may dwell in your house, O Lord, my King. All the days of my life, I want to gaze upon his beauty and seek you in this holy place.
Come on.
Keep coming. We are waiting for you. We are waiting for you. Keep coming.
That I may dwell in your house, O Lord, my King.
Every day of the days of my life,
all the days of my life, I want to gaze upon your beauty and seek you in this
lift your two hands with me. Lift your two hands in front here with me. And let's all say this prayer. And the whole church, join us as we pray. Say with me, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
This Sunday morning. I give my heart to you.
I give my heart to you.
I receive Jesus. As my Lord.
As my Lord.
And my Savior.
And my Savior.
Forgive me of my sins.
Forgive me of my sins.
I know I am a sinner.
I know I am a sinner.
But I believe Jesus died for me.
I believe Jesus died for me.
Please, Jesus.
Please, Jesus.
I invite you into my heart.
I invite you into my heart.
Please come and transform my life.
Please come and transform my life.
Change my life.
Change my life.
Let me be your child.
Let me be your child.
From today. I promise. To serve you.
To serve you.
From today,
I promise
to follow you.
To follow you.
From today,
I promise
to walk with you, all the days of my life.
All the days of my life.
My life belongs to you.
My life belongs to you.
Take complete control of my life.
From today,
I am yours.
And you are mine.
From today, I will serve you.
I will follow you. I will follow you.
The rest of my days. Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Clap your hands for the Lord.
One thing I ask, this one thing that I see, that I may dwell in your house, O Lord, Lord my King. Oh, all the days of my life, I want to gaze upon your beauty.
Why don't you clap for all these wonderful people that have turned over their life to Christ today? Amen. Young boy, what's your name? Lucky. Lucky. Where are you from? Nigeria. How old are you? 20. And you made a journey. What are you doing in Ghana? What are you doing here? Came to meet your brother. 20 years. You're young. Don't follow bad people. Have you heard? Don't follow smokers. Don't follow gamblers. Do you understand? Let God take control of your life. Lucky, do you understand? God will help you if you serve Him. He'll change your life forever. Do you understand what I'm saying? God will help you. Amen. And for all of you here, today is a new day in your life. This is your church from today.
Yes.
Every Sunday, make sure you are here. Say, what's your name? Daniel, where do you live? Liberia Camp. This is your first time here. You come and then a second time. Wow, God bless you for coming. All right? Keep coming. Keep coming. Your days are in front of God. Don't let anything destroy your life. The devil said, the devil can never destroy your life. God is going to hold your hand and lead you to a good place. Okay? And all of you standing here, today is a very special day for you. I want you to make up your mind that every Sunday you will come. Will you come every Sunday? Are you going to come? Will you come? What's your name? Kenneth, where do you live? Kaswa, South. Ashtown. Wow. Pastor, what's your name? Crystal. Crystallites. Wow, beautiful name. Wow. All of you must come because it's a new beginning for you. Amen. I want you to go with our pastors who are waving their hand there. Can you see them waving their hand? I want you to go with them. They're going to talk to you and pray for you specially. And then you'll come back. Can you go with them? Clap your hand for them as they go. Oh, go ahead and clap your hand for them.
There's one thing that I see, that I may dwell in your house, O Lord, I need. Of my life, I want to gaze upon you, your beauty, and seek you in this world.